If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mentioned after the FA Cup final, you're probably going to have to change your team for today. So I'm just wondering who you've got available for you, and if that's tomorrow. Yes.
For today, it just got a little heart attack. If he would have played tonight, that would have been a real problem. This process, this far process, is not finished yet, because we only played the 120 minutes 2 days ago. So when the boys arrive today, I have to make a lot of decisions. And then we will line up a team. But I can promise and definitely and say we will line up a team, and only for one reason: to try to win the game at Southampton, as difficult as it is, because that obviously is the job to do, and we have to see who is able to help. The 30 extra minutes made a big difference, but we have to see.
Just in terms of the way that it's going now, in terms of the difference between yourselves and Manchester City, there are certain echoes or parallels maybe of the season where you finished a point apart, where it was 99-98 with Manchester City. So I'm just wondering, in terms of your feelings or memories from that season, in terms of you know that final run in, what your memories were or what your feelings were at that time. I think they won the final 14 matches in a row, and then it came down to that last game of the season where you were at home to Wolves.
I was last match when they played Brighton, right? And then Brighton went 1-0 up. I could hear it in the stadium. I didn't know that they were 1-0 up, but I thought probably they scored. You would, when the people got aware of it. I knew in that moment it's too early. Doesn't help. If they would have heard that sound in the 90th minute, I would have probably celebrated myself. But so it was clear that City can respond. And then there was the last home game, so we had the walk, and the only thing I felt was pride of the boys. Incredible season, wow, all these kind of things. So it was not a massive disappointment, because it was not a surprise, really, that it happens. But the season was more a surprise than a finishing of the season, to be honest. The way the boys performed, the way we learned to put consistency in our performances, that made all the difference. And I knew in that moment we will get another chance. So, and obviously in life it's all about timing. If we would have this year already 98 points or whatever, then we could become champion. That time it was not possible with that amount of points. It's all fine. I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow. It's a chance, it's a big chance. I wouldn't say so, because it would mean that City, I don't know when City dropped points the last time, two games in a row, historically. So Aston Villa has to play in midweek. We are not used to that. So as much as I'm sure they're all professionals and these kind of things, they want to go at City, but City is a pretty good football team. So I don't expect City to drop points there, but that has no influence on our game for tomorrow. So we know, in an ideal world, we go in the last match day and are 1 point behind. That would be now, from today's point of view, the perfect scenario, and that's what we try to do.
Thank you, Simon. Melissa from Sky for two, and then we go to Julia.
Jürgen, you reflected on that tight title race you had before with Manchester City, and what's evolved for Liverpool. You mentioned consistency, game management. How else have you seen your team grow since the last time you guys are in this tense battle?
I enjoy a lot of parts of our football, to be honest, in a lot of moments. But the level we played the first 25 minutes against Chelsea now in the final, that was a different level. I have to say that was against. We all know how good Chelsea is defensively, how they closed gaps here and there and spaces. And I thought in these 25 minutes we were really outstanding. And I was really happy to see that, because that for us, we have to go from here somewhere. And this kind of football against very well organized teams, probably, yeah, for sure one of the best in the world, and being that dominant, I didn't see us doing that too often. We're getting better and better and better and better in dominating games and controlling games. But that was for me the next step. So that's that was really cool. Would have loved to see it for 90 minutes, but probably Chelsea too good for that, and it's absolutely fine.
One of the things that we've seen, and we speak a lot about which players could be missing against Southampton and perhaps for the Champions League final and stuff, but Liverpool relying on squad depth and players stepping up, like Costas with that winning penalty, it's not a big issue for you who you actually line up with, because you can trust all of them.
Yeah. So that we sit here and we want two cup competitions, there's one reason for it, only one. And that we have this group of players out there. That's the reason that they all stayed on track, that they all stayed in line and were in training outstanding, were involved in the squad and not came on, didn't come on, all these kind of things. The atmosphere as the group created is absolutely exceptional. Was absolutely exceptional. That's why we won these two competitions, because we cannot go with all the things we fight for, that you go to the final and play always the same 11 players. So that's really not possible. So everybody has his part, and we had now only the discussion about, because we can order here publicly from the FA more medals. I cannot believe that somebody, that the amount of medals is restricted. Why would you do that? So we realize now we want to give medals to all the players. And I said, okay, then the coaches cannot have it. What? So it's really a bit tough. So dear FA, please send some more medals. And it's not a good idea. The squad's getting bigger, but the numbers stay the same. So do that. And that's really important that the boys did what they did. And yes, now, I never felt that comfortable in doing that many changes, what we did in the past. Never. It's not that I didn't want to do it, no, but, you know, I trust the boys, but are the boys ready to trust themselves? That's then the question. Do the boys looking left and right think, wow, we never played together. How will that work? But they played very often together. So because we're in training, in the periods when we have time, we have these moments where we play together. And I've told before, the one thing I think the most in a minus one session when we can go 11-11, or the minus two session when we can go 11-11, is thank God we don't play these guys tomorrow. Yeah, and that's the way we showed up in the cup competitions. And now for tomorrow we will see. How I said, the 120 minutes, we just have to make sure that we are not getting nuts with them and trying it again, forcing it again. In the end, it will be a top team, and it will Southampton try to beat us. So that's it. And if they try that, they will try, but they have to try, and then we will try to beat them as well, and then we will see.
Okay, we got Julia and then Mike from BBC Matters.
Jules. Jürgen, back to the weekend. Off the pitch, were you aware of the booing before the match took place with Abide With Me and the national anthem by the Liverpool set of supporters? And I just wondered whether you had any thoughts or reaction to it.
Yeah, of course I had thoughts, but I think in these situations, Sam, it's always the best to ask the question, why does it happen? So I know our people that well that they wouldn't do if there's no reason for it. And I'm not here, maybe not long enough, for sure not long enough to understand the reason for it. It's for sure something historical. And that's probably a question you can answer much better than I could ever. These are wonderful, our fans, and I know a few fans from other clubs see that slightly different, are the majority of our supporters are wonderful people, really smart and all these kind of things, understand, go through lows, go through highs, suffer together, all these kind of things. They wouldn't do it if there would not be a reason. That's what I know. And maybe we should ask this question. But of course I realized it, and it was not something I enjoyed or whatever. But that's the answer.
Mike,
One thing you did enjoy when I spoke to you after the match, you were saying that winning the cup will make the next couple of weeks more enjoyable. I know you've just spoken about, you know, the extra 30 minutes of the final, the penalty shootout and things, that this, that and the other, and player concern, obviously, with the game tomorrow. I was just wondering, you know, the enjoyment, what else that can bring for these final few weeks, that extra push you've got with the squad.
If we play a season like we play and we win the Carabao Cup and fight until the end for the league title, that for me is a really good season. But I don't live on my own planet. So we all share this planet, and I know that the public view is slightly different on that. And we know and we feel the responsibility as a team of Liverpool FC that we have to win trophies. So it feels much better that we won already, to be honest. And the FA Cup is obviously a massive competition, and winning it and it makes it really big, absolutely big. So it just takes pressure off the whole thing. That's what makes it more enjoyable. So now we just have to go through it. We would have lost the final. We will not be, the negative scenario, we will not become champion. And every week preparation, and you all are not shy of reminding me that it all depends on one game, if it's a success or not, and these kind of things.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I don't say it would be a massive if we could win, obviously, in a few weeks' time, 2 weeks' time. Round about the Champions League, but we play against obviously the most experienced Champions League team on this planet, so it's not that we are massive favorites or whatever. So it's an open game, and that until then, I think every little advantage you can get is good, because they won the league already, so they had what they wanted to win, obviously, and now we have a little bit of that, what we wanted to win, and a chance for the other one, so fair play. And now we can play football there. But between now and then, obviously, two massive games, and one of them tomorrow night.
Mike Hughes and I think Andy.
Jürgen, nothing succeeds like success, and you'll take it in any way that it comes. But, and you've touched on it previously, but how rewarding is it for you and for the individual players and the rest of the squad when people like Kostas Tsimikas, and previously in the Carabao Cup final when Quivín Kelleher, get their name in lights when they're a big part of the squad, but they don't play every week. Players with fabulous ability. How rewarding is it for all concerned when they play such a big part?
Massively, absolutely. But I think we can take that as a little education for the future. Because from next season on, we can change five times, so you will have more players who come on and more players who can make the difference from the bench. And we felt this year already in all the cup competitions that was a massive help, that you can bring five players. Imagine this final now, FA Cup final, 120 minutes, you can only change three times. I cannot even imagine the game with all the intensity, because I said it plenty of times, the intensity of the situations in the game increased and increased and increased and increased. We cannot stop that. We can't tell the boys now, train them to a specific level and tell them use only 80% of it. So we know more about the training, we know more about sports science, so we can get this better, these boys in a better shape. So they use it on a pitch, but it's not possible yet that we use that then for 120 minutes and without any threats, injury-wise or whatever. So, yes, I love it that the boys came on and the boys delivered and the boys contributed, because I know they contribute, but it's nice if they don't get the public reward as well. And we have all to learn, obviously, from now on, from next season on, that it's obviously as important as to start is to come on and make the difference. So if you see the lineup, the pictures of the team in the Champions League will be made before the game, not after the game. You bring out these sweating guys together and have this nice picture with the, what's the name of it? The badge or whatever, when they hold it before the game. Liverpool FC on it.
Pennant.
Could have learned that earlier, sorry. Pennant. They do the pictures of it before the game and not after the game, but maybe we should do that as well, because it's as important who finished the game as who begins to go, starts the game. And again, I like it that we have there a new thing to learn, a new thing to adapt to, and that will give not now particularly Costas or Cuif, but all the boys in the squad much more opportunity to show how good they are. Now we could give them the opportunity in scoring the decisive penalty. Now for these two boys, that's obviously massive, and the calmness and coolness where they did it with is absolutely incredible. So I was really happy that I didn't have to shoot it. To be honest, that was really good.
For a fabulous game, the last 15 minutes, the second period of extra time, looked like an exercise in cruelty. But the players were out on their knees. And what can you do between now and Southampton, and then the game at the weekend, and then the Champions League, to try and invigorate the players physically? We know about there being mentality monsters, but there's such a short space of time to get them shipshape.
They are pretty much sleeping on the bed from the massage bed, stuff like this. They are constantly here. The boys try to make everything happen. But if that would happen now in the first week of the season, we would talk differently. This is now. It was game 60, right? So we have to be really careful. That's clear. It's not, we don't finish the season tomorrow. So that's not our last game of the season. So that would again be different. But the thing is, we when did Southampton have the last game before we play tomorrow? I think it was, when I saw it right, it was 10, 12 days? Possible to have that long. Do we agree? Long. So it's a completely different. They might lack a little bit rhythm, but if we make changes, we lose that advantage of having rhythm as well. They're completely fresh. And then we come there, and we cannot go there and fall into this game like, oh my God, and what's going on here? Southampton is, we didn't speak a second, by the way, called Southampton, so maybe it's now a good moment. It's obviously a really well-drilled team and full of energy and all these kind of things, who didn't get the results for a while they wanted. And now they have their last home game of the season. What would you do if you have lost 2-3 games too much in the last few weeks? Last home game, that the impression you leave before you go on summer holiday, more or less, that's better a good one. So this is this high energetic, well-organized team we face. Defending well, press like crazy, and counter-attacking with all they have. Plus, don't make silly fouls, because Walt Prost shoots the ball from pretty much each corner of the pitch into the goal. And that's the challenge we face. And now imagine we go there with 10 players who played, or 8 players who played 120 minutes. So that makes no sense. So that's why we have to make changes. I don't know how many. We will see that. And I will talk to the players, obviously. But that's tough. And now if we come back, and I know, but it's better you moan and argue when you have won something than when you lose. That's why I use that opportunity. There were two more match days in this week, obviously. We played Saturday, and it was possible that we play 120 minutes. And I thought the best day for us to play the next game is the Tuesday. So you could have given us the Wednesday, theoretically. I think that's not possible for your European League final.
You can't play on the Wednesday.
Sorry?
It's the Europa League.
Yeah, so now the UEFA, my friends. So, and then Thursday maybe, or can we not play on Thursday?
Could we?
Ah, we could have played. So then we would have played on Thursday a 90-minute game, and on Sunday, which is the last match day, which is normal rhythm from European, when you play European League, you play Thursday, Sunday. But all of a sudden, nobody thought. we could give them a day more rest. So that's now the whole time like this. And you, I have to sit here and say it. And other people say, and he's, well, when does he stop whining, stuff like this? Because nobody else is doing it. You all don't think about it for a second. He says, oh, it's tougher. Well, maybe it would have been better if you play on Thursday. Yeah, it would have been slightly better. So 120 minutes and then Tuesday. Come on. That's really massive. So we will see. But again, I can't wait to play the game. Now it's now we know when we play. I can't wait to play the game tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. And the boys who will start the game, they will go with all they have to make it happen. And we'll see.
Okay. Andy from PIP, once one, then one from the other.
Ask about Fabinho, because he wasn't involved at the weekend. How is he progressing in his...
Very well. But he will not be involved tomorrow. Okay. Oh, very good.
Thank you, Andy. Neil, anything? Or...
Yeah. We spoke to James Milner after the final on Saturday. He said, as he's getting late in his career, he's learning to enjoy it more and think in the moment. I think he was saying after the players in the dressing room, I think he was saying, never get bored of this. I wonder that you and your staff, are you able to enjoy it, and if so, for how long before you start thinking about the next game?
When the plane landed. Until the plane landed, to be honest, but I was in good mood, but then I got tired a little bit. So, but it's all fine. Again, we come back to that. Why don't we have to have a cup final as the last game of the season? Is there an explanation for it? It just got changed. No, nobody knows.
Yeah, no, genuinely don't know.
Did you ever ask?
It's changed so much.
It's changed. It's the last game in summer. It's not the last game, or what?
It always used to be. Yeah.
Sorry?
It always used to be the last game.
I know. Germany is the same. So that would obviously help with celebrations as well, because it's obviously completely different when you play a few days later again. But it's all fine. It felt outstanding enough, to be honest. What I really enjoyed was the long party on the pitch with the people, everybody staying in the stadium. That was outstanding. And actually, you don't need a lot more. That's all about. And then when you then go somewhere and have a few beers, and then quickly they come to have too many beers, and then you can't remember it anymore. So that makes no real sense. And that was, but I will never forget what the faces I saw and the things I felt in the moment when we stood there in our corner with our people. Everybody was in a pretty good shape. You could see it meant the world to the boys. And being really together, and then the minutes or more hours in the dressing room, when they're really, and everybody starts getting childish again, and everybody's running around and all this kind of thing. It's really cool. So, no, celebration-wise, it was fine. And since we landed back in Liverpool, we were first tired, and then the Southampton mood. That's strange. 10:30 next day, we had Southampton analyse meeting. And nobody came late. So that's it.
Checking out that video. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want even more Liverpool goodness in your lives, head on over to redmenplus.com now and sign up to Redmen Plus. You've got interviews, features, documentaries, as well as our vast array of weekly shows. So yeah, redmenplus.com. Sign up to Redmen Plus now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.